For the next talk, we have Thorsten talking to us about the year 2038 problem and how to replace UTMP with Log4j. Let's welcome Thorsten.
Thank you. Okay. So, my name is Thorsten Kuckuck. I'm working for SUSE Science over 24 years now as distinguished engineer and team lead of the future technologies. So, I'm looking at the problems more far in the future than current problems. And this also brings me to the topic today, the year 2038 on Unix. So in January 19th, 2038, early in the morning, the 32-bit time T counter will overflow. There is a wiki page which has huge amount of details about this. And so if you have a 32-bit Linux distribution, you will have a real problem at that point in time. And there is no universal solution. So in the C language, if you change the definition of time T from 32-bit to 64-bit, you will have all kind of compatibility problems. If you change it to an unsigned int, as proposed by some people, then dates before 1970 will not work anymore. And increasing the size would also break the layout of existing VTEMP, UTEMP, and similar files. So if you part of a 32-bit distribution which is currently switching to 64-bit time T, you will all know all about these problems. But now, most, at least bigger distributions, have 64-bit architectures, and 2038 is far, far away, and we will only support 64-bit architectures until then, so why should I care? I have 64-bit time T. Do I have that or do I have it not? So if you look at the glibc header definition for UTEMP, you will see something. What size time T? And time T is explicitly defined as int, 32-bit int, which means UTEMP, VTEMP will fail in 2038 with glibc even on 64-bit systems, which in parallel support a 32-bit architecture. So x86-64 is the most prominent one, and you will have this problem. And yeah, it's not only UTEMP, it's also VTEMP and LastLock, which share the same struct with the same problems. For VTEMP, the solution is simple. We implemented SQLite replacement, VTEMPDB based on SQLite. And on OpenSUSE and ALP, we switched already to it. The feedback is, I think, after 2 or 3 months, the first person noticed that there is something different. Okay, that there is something different because the VTEMPDB last command did not yet support all commands. So Debian, I was told on the weekend, is discussing the inclusion currently. GNU/lib developers want to integrate it in readUTEMP, and even some companies included in meanwhile in Yocto for embedded systems. So it looks like it could become a replacement for VTEMP. LastLock, I developed a LastLock 2 replacement, also using SQLite database, solving quite some problems, especially the sparse file big hole problem if you have big UIDs and then file systems or tools which cannot handle them. And also here on OpenSUSE and ALP, we switched already several months ago. Until today, nobody seems to notice it. It's compatible. The Red Hat developers asked us if we couldn't integrate it in OTA Linux. That's currently done by my team, so it's work in progress, and also other architectures have already packages for it. So it also looks like as if this could become a replacement. Now to the big problem, UTEMP. So the UTEMP file allows one to discover information about who is currently using the system. It sounds pretty easy, but it starts already that there is no common rule when an application should create an UTEMP entry, at which time, what it should write into it, what not, when to delete it, how to delete it. So for example, some terminal emulators create UTEMP entries, others do not. Some use cases make this pretty useless with this for what other applications use UTEMP. Some, especially DisplayMeter, write dummy entries, which is nice because Last is using the entries where they write dummy values into to find the matching logout to the login time. And if you have dummy every time a dummy TTY, which is always the same, then the match cannot work anymore, and most likely what Last is showing you is not correct. It looks like nobody ever took a deeper close look at it, so at least nobody seems to notice it. The API for UTEMP has no error reporting, so you never know if you have the last entry or if an error occurred. And there are design issues which allow a denial of service attack, which is only solved with a daemon. And this is one of the reasons why the glibc developers decided they want to drop the UTEMP API and not support it anymore, and also don't want to fix the year 2038 problem with that, which means we need a different solution. Other problems are that the UTEMP format has limits for usernames and devices. They limit it to 32 bits, but the world around UTEMP doesn't have this limitation, so either the names are cut off or applications get creative, whatever, it doesn't need to fit. And strings are only null terminated in the UTEMP array if they are shorter than the 32-bit characters. If they are 32-bit characters, there is null termination. And when I evaluated this and looked at the source code, I found many cases where the application reads behind the string because it doesn't correctly check or stop after 32 characters. Now to find a replacement, the most important question is, who uses UTEMP? In the past, there was the init daemon who used it for process management, but with systemd, this is no longer the case, and so it's not used this part. Then we have a huge amount of applications who write UTEMP entries for other applications, but never read them. So like login, SSHD, XDM, GDM, SCDM, and also other display manager, but also FTP daemons and similars. And then there is a few number of applications who really uses the UTEMP informations and reads them. Who, we, wall, write are most prominently. Even uptime is reading the UTEMP file to calculate how many users are logged in, which is most of the time, if you have a desktop, not correct. So then I looked at common usages. For what do these tools use the UTEMP database? And the most often used case is count the number of logged in users. It's quite simple. I go through the UTEMP file and every login entry gets counted, done. But is this number correct? If you are using XTERM, most likely not, because XTERM is also creating an UTEMP entry, but there is no login session or no login for XTERM. If you use GNOME with GNOME terminal, then the number is more or less correct because GNOME terminal does not create an UTEMP entry. So the tools are very inconsistent here. Then we have the tools showing information about logged in users, mainly who and W, and the wall or write applications sending messages to logged in users. So for local logged in console users, for remote logged in users on a console. And then we have the desktop users. Today it's if they get the message or not depends on if they have a terminal open or not. So it looks like it's not really used and nobody complained about it. So the solution, which is obvious, is we need a daemon to solve the security problems with an extra library which collects the data and writes them. There is already one implementation, UTEMP PS, maybe I'm pretty sure even more. And this solves, of course, the 32-bit time T problem, and it solves the security problems, but it does not solve the API breakage with a bigger time T, access to the on disk written data already, and you need to review all applications if they really use a 64-bit time T variable for it and not shortcut it to 32-bit, because else the compiler would in the past give out a warning that it doesn't match. And what I didn't like at all is it would be another daemon running on the system for no good reasons, because it doesn't really solve the majority of the problems. But we have already a daemon which is running and which has already all the data we need to replace UTEMP, and that is logind. It's used on all systemd-based distributions, at least I'm not aware that any of them disabled it. There's a elogind fork for distributions not using systemd, so that they also can use logind. It's mature and thus hopefully secure. It solves our security problems. It has already all necessary data, and there are several interfaces to access this data. Logndctl for the command line, dbus, and with systemd for 254, also libsystemd provides everything we need. And if we map now the structure from UTEMP with what libsystemd can provide, we have a pretty good match, as long as it is about user process entries. So we have UTEP type is only supported user process. We have UTPID, UTLine, and UTID, UTUser, and UTHost replaced with session get leader, session get TTY, the session ID, get username, and get remote host. UTTY is a little bit critical because SD session get start time could also be already run before the user logged in. There are some login features to start the session already upfront. Then you have UTExit and UTSession. I've found no application using these two fields, so we can ignore them here, luckily. So if you use the UTEMP RTE, you have a while loop querying for the next entry. If an error occurs, you don't know if it is the last entry or not. You start with that UTEMP, you end with at UTEMP. If you use libsystemd, our sdgetSessions is comparable with a set UTEMP function call, and then we iterate over all sessions and fetch the information we need for our use case in this case. So the common use cases with libsystemd, count number of logged in users is pretty trivial. You don't need to count the entries. You just query sdgetSessions, and you have your number of logged in users. And this is a number you can really compare with others, because logind does only open a session for real logins and not for an extern or other terminals. So who or w, the upstream current released packages of procfs coroutils have already versions which are using libsystemd and logind. You will not see any difference in the output of these tools. And the wall messages sending them to all logged in users also works fine for all local and remote console users. The desktop users have the same problem as before. If they get the message or not depends on which desktop they use, whatever. I think this is something the desktop developers need to look at. It's out of my scope. So I did run a script over some OpenSUSE Tumbleweed installations and collected all packages which are using UTEMP. It's not that much, at least much less than I expected. Everything which is dark green on this already supports logind, either in a released version, or they accepted or implemented the patches themselves, and the next version will have them. Everything which is orange, we have patches. I only didn't have the time to upstream them, or they are still waiting for the upstream maintainer. OpenSSH is only package with a real problem because the upstream maintainers don't react to emails and PRs. I got zero feedback from them about this. So the blue one are the easiest one. We don't need these tools anymore. And the red ones, I doubt that we need them. ACT was updated the last time, I think 6 or 7 years ago. I don't know if they are really, package really useful. Adjust timex reads 2 OOTEMP entries. One it's creating themselves. The other one, I didn't find any package which creates a second OOTEMP entry. So I doubt that this is working since a long time already. And the white one are still on my to-do list because I had no time for them. The light greens one, I come next. So these are either applications where I doubt that they would create OOTEMP entries at all, like Xterm, Console, who write OOTEMP entries. GNOME Terminal does not, so I think Xterm Console should also not write OOTEMP entries. Same for screen. Tmux is even depending on your distribution. I see it here. And yeah, not on all distribution, it's creating OOTEMP entries. And sudo writes OOTEMP entries, SU does not, so we have a pretty big mismatch here. So the question is, should they really create login D sessions or not? So in my opinion, Terminal should not create new sessions. It was only a hack to get the wall matrices in the past. Here I think we need today something more modern. And then we have cases like sudo or SU, which don't create a new session with pemsystemd because they are calling setsit after the pem authentication. And so pemsystemd will not create a new session with logind. Here I'm not sure if it is a design bug and or not. If they should create or not, that would be something for the core logind systemd developers, how this tool should really behave in creating logind sessions. Then Lucas didn't need to make so much pressure because I'm nearly at the end already. There are a huge amount of documentations meanwhile. So we have a blog from me with much more information. We have a document listing all the packages I found already and how to solve it, or a directory with patches for these tools if they are not yet upstream. A document describing how to convert an application reading UTEMP to using logind. And for OpenSUSE, there is a repository that you can use already today, OpenSUSE without the Tumbleweed and Micros without UTEMP. My plan was to announce today that OpenSUSE, Tumbleweed and Micros are already UTEMP free. I missed this by some days because too many people were on vacation in the summer. The usual problem. But yesterday we released the first packages which are using logind instead of UTEMP. With the next snapshot, we will release a big bunch of another packages, and I hope that in 1 or 2 weeks the majority should use logind and no longer UTEMP, and that we then can disable UTEMP at all. So, are there questions now?
Questions?
Yes.
So a comment that KDE subscribes, creates a session to get wall messages about information about shutdown.
Yes, and if you also, like me or other developers, have 10 or more console open, then you will not see this one message from KDE because then you get a huge amount of these messages. I think you could change this application and you create an own logind session if you call setsit and then pemsystemd. I hadn't the time to do a proof of concept. But in my opinion, the right thing is the display managers, so the greeters, have a TTY, they get the message, and the desktops need to find a way to forward this message to the desktop user, even if he does not have Xterm open. There was another one.
So why changing the type to unsigned wouldn't be the interim solution, for UTMP and WTMP records, wouldn't be an interim solution for the original 2038 problem? We definitely don't have any users logged in before 1970, right?
There is no time t which is UTM specific. It's a time t for all applications and
well,
all code.
Well, in Glibc, it's not a time t type. It's a different type. So, I mean, the layout would be the same.
It was discussed and...
What was the rationale not to follow this way? It would be a bit simpler.
So
it wouldn't solve other issues not related to...
The problem is this type is... In UTEMP is then handled by glibc time functions. And this time functions expect unsigned integer for pre or post 1970. If you use a time t which is unsigned for UTEMP, you also need a second incarnation of the get time of day and whatever functions which work with this time t file from UTEMP. Because else they don't know if it is now signed or unsigned, if it is before 1970 or past something. So it's not that UTEMP is alone. There are functions which use this data, and then you run into the problem with, yeah.
So it's not just an glibc implementation issue, because these functions are used by clients, right? To process this.
So glibc does not care. It reads the struct and gives it to the application, and then the application is handling this.
Yeah.
And nearly all applications call time functions from glibc, where you need to specify which time type this is. And so there was a discussion on the, I think it was on the glibc alpha mailing list about the problems, but it was refused to go this way.
Yep.
Any other questions? I can ask a question. So you talk about all this great work you've done and all the status. What do you think is the biggest blocker that we need to get past so that we are ready for this transition?
Currently, time and upstream, convincing upstream that they really need to do that.
Any specific upstream, the currently?
So for example, OpenSSH doesn't react at all. Some maintainers, like the Python PSUtil maintainer, says 2038 is far away. He does not care. So he will not merge the patch today. And so the coroutils maintainer also said they are not interested in the problem. And then Debian said, we have a problem with 32-bit Debian with 64-bit time t. You need to fix it. And then they suddenly were knocked on my door and asked, they found my thing, they want to do it, if I can help them with some advices. And then it was a question of a night and they have implemented it. So everything, every GNU project which is using GNULib and read UTEMP will have log-in-d support in the future because they implemented a GNULib themselves. But be careful, coroutils 9.4 will crash if no user is logged in. They forgot to test this case. They only tested if a user is logged in, if it is correct.
How can you test it without a user, right?
So that is, and of course, analyzing what the tools are really doing. So there is this account service, for example. Nobody can really explain me what they are doing with the data, who reads them, uses them, for what they are good, because there is simply no documentation about it.
Is that GNOME? Is it a GNOME thing?
Yes. Anybody want to comment? Single sign-on stuff, right?
Single sign-on.
Something that is parallel to all the SSSD stuff. It's a service that...
Yeah, I know what it's doing, but it's not clear for me. It provides this data via Dbus or exports this data to other tools, and I don't know what is using it exactly, how to test it. So that somebody needs to look at who understands account service code and what it is doing.
GDM reads it, for example, on startup.
Okay, any other comments? Any other questions? We have 1 minute, no? Going once, going twice, so let's thank the speaker. Thank you.